Why does the moon shine? Look up at the sky at night, and the brightest object you will see is the moon. But the moon is not like the sun or stars. It is made of rock like the earth, and it cannot make its own light. Instead, the moon reflects light from the sun. Imagine pointing a flashlight at a shiny foil ball. The flashlight represents the sun, and the foil ball is the moon. Even though the foil ball is not emitting light, it still seems to shine when you turn the flashlight on. As the moon orbits the Earth, sunlight falls on different parts of the moon's surface. This creates the moon's phases, where the shape of the moon seems to change from a full circle to a crescent. What is the shape of the moon tonight? Why can we only see one side of the moon? Did you know we can only see one side of the moon from Earth, no matter how hard we try? Because the moon rotates exactly once as it orbits the Earth, the far side of the moon is always hidden from our view. We call this situation tidal locking. The moon is tidally locked to the Earth. The far side of the moon that we cannot see is sometimes called the dark side, but it is not really dark and has been seen from spacecraft. However, because the far side faces away from the Earth, it is shielded from Earth's noise, such as radio waves. Scientists have discussed building a radio telescope on the moon's far side to detect radio waves coming from space without interference from Earth. What might we discover from such a quiet location? Why does the moon have craters? Have you ever looked at the moon through a telescope or binoculars? If you have, you might have noticed that the moon is covered with round holes. These are craters. Craters are where the moon's surface has been hit by meteorites. We have craters on Earth too, but a lot less. This is because the Earth's surface is continually replaced by events such as volcano eruptions that lay a fresh coat of rock over the surface, or by rivers that smooth out the crater holes. But the moon does not have active volcanoes or rivers, and craters can remain for billions of years. By counting the number of craters, scientists can estimate the age of the moon. The more craters, the older the moon. This method helped reveal that the moon is roughly 4.5 billion years old. Can you imagine what the moon might look like in another 4.5 billion years? Why are there footprints on the moon? Between 1969 and 1972, 12 astronauts have walked on the moon. Even though that was 50 years ago, their footprints still remain, as there is no wind to blow them away. The first footprint was made by NASA astronaut Neil Armstrong on July 20th, 1969. People around the world watched on TV as Neil's left boot touched the surface of the moon, and he said his famous line.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Japan is part of the International Artemis Accords that plans to return humans to the moon by the mid-2020s. What would you say if you were to walk on the moon? Is there water on the moon? Because there is no atmosphere, the moon is either very hot or very cold. No atmosphere is like not wearing clothes. There is no air to trap heat at night and keep the moon warm, but also no air to absorb sunlight in the day and keep the moon cool. These extreme temperatures mean that there is no liquid water on the moon. However, there may be frozen water near the moon's north and south poles. At the poles, there are places that are always in shadow, where water could stay frozen. The moon's frozen water will be explored in a new mission led by Japan and India called LUPEX, the Lunar Polar Exploration Mission. If LUPEX finds water, maybe humans can use this to live on the moon in the future. Can you imagine drinking a glass of moon water? Could humans live on the moon? Humans have visited the moon, but could we live on the moon for a long time? To protect against the moon's harsh environment, humans would need to build a lunar base. But bringing building materials from the Earth would be very expensive and difficult. However, while the moon does not have an atmosphere or liquid water, it does have resources we can use. Engineers at JAXA are exploring making construction blocks out of the moon rock and dust. These could be used to build habitats on the moon without having to bring heavy building materials from Earth. These moon construction blocks are made from dusty surface material called regolith. The engineers have therefore nicknamed these moon blocks Rego blocks. One day, perhaps, you will live in a moon house of Rego. Did you know that the moon is made from the Earth? Have you ever wondered how the moon was formed? Scientists believe that billions of years ago, the Earth was hit by another planet. Debris from this collision flew into space and eventually reformed to become our moon. The moon is therefore made of pieces of the Earth. Our neighbouring planet, Mars, has two moons, but both are a lot smaller than our moon. In fact, Mars's moons are so small that they look more like asteroids than moons. Mars's moons may have formed like the Earth's moon during a giant impact billions of years ago. Or they might really be asteroids captured by Mars's gravity. Which of these theories is true will be explored by JAXA's Martian Moons Exploration Mission. Do you think Mars's moons formed the same or different to our own moon? Thank you for joining us on this journey for the seven wonders of the moon. Do check our website for future wonder series.